Royal fever only directly hits Australia every now and then, so we decided to ask someone on the Royal Beat to help us out. Omid Scobie is a journalist and royal commentator. He also hosts a podcast dedicated to the royals called On Air. Welcome to RN Drive.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Out of curiosity, how many other royal reporters have followed the Duke and Duchess of Sussex to the other side of the world?
Well, I mean, at the moment, as we've seen very recently, there's a real focus in the royal family on sort of taking their greatest to the country and sort of putting them on show. You know, the climate over here in Australia has really changed towards the royal family in recent years. And, you know, the attitudes have certainly shifted. And I think we've seen this really concentrated effort from the royal households to have, you know, we've had Charles and Camilla come and visit. We had William and Kate not that many years ago. And now with Harry and Meghan, the sort of rock stars of the royal family, we've got them ready to take on several days of engagements in Australia.
They did arrive this morning and many people noted the purple folders Duchess Meghan was carrying. Any clues as to what they were?
Yeah, you know, Meghan is taking on this role as the Duchess of Sussex very, very seriously. And so those purple binders that we saw in the pictures were actually her homework for the tour. So she will have been learning everything about the places that they're visiting and also, of course, the organisations and people that they'll be getting involved with.
Does Harry do his homework?
He does. But, you know, Harry's an old pro at this. He's been doing it for many years. You know, Meghan has, you know, just a couple of years ago, her life was very much just going to the set and doing, you know, reading her lines and going home. And now suddenly she has this very important role sort of within the royal family alongside her husband, who's a Commonwealth Youth Ambassador. So there's a lot of pressure on her shoulders.
You've covered royal tours since 2012. What's different or noteworthy about this one?
Somehow every time they manage to keep the itinerary fresh and very reflective of the interests of those visiting. So with Harry and Meghan, there's this real focus on meeting a lot of the young people in all of the places they go. So, you know, there's the school visit that we have in Dubbo this week, and there'll also be, you know, visits to the dance company in Sydney tomorrow. And then I'll also be spending time at South Melbourne Beach with a primary school who created a team focused on sort of patrolling beaches and keeping them clean. And I think what's good about Harry and Meghan is that they know that their strength is appealing to a younger audience. And on this trip, we're really seeing them sort of play up to that.
We've been having a bit of a debate in Australia, as you no doubt know, about, you know, this Republican push that some people would like to start again and the popularity of the royals and whether indeed that, you know, has an impact on the Republican push or can you just love them and still be a Republican? Oh, it's very complex. Do you think it is that complex? Does the fact that they are appealing to young people, and you say they're doing this very actively, they're cultivating these young people, is it actually their insurance policy?
I would say that any tour like this, especially in Australia at the moment, given the current climate, is almost a reminder of why the royal family are important, why their role in society has some kind of importance to it. Because it's very easy to think that it is all pomp and pageantry and totally irrelevant to the world that we live in today. But actually, certainly with the younger royals, with so much focus going on to young people across the Commonwealth and giving them a voice, giving them a platform to sort of be heard from in terms of making changes to the society they want to live in, for me, that is proof that a couple like Harry and Meghan have their place within the royal family and, of course, you know, on the stage that they have.
And I can't believe I'm even going to ask this question, but I'm going to ask this question.
Go on.
You know, all this speculation that Meghan might be pregnant. You're a royal expert. What do you reckon?
Yeah, you know, of course, ever since the wedding happened in May, I would say that the world and certainly the press has been on bump watch since the very beginning. You know, anytime she steps out, there's always commentary on Twitter about, oh, can I see a bump? Or is, you know, it gets a little hysterical at times. It is worth noting that Meghan is traveling to Fiji and Tonga on this trip, both of which have government advisory in the US and the UK about Zika warnings. So, you know, they in the UK, they recommend that if you're pregnant or planning to get pregnant, that you don't visit either of these places within sort of 6 months after or before even planning to conceive. And so just going with that fact alone, I would say that it's highly unlikely.
And of course, they're here for the Invictus Games as well, which is, you know, Harry's baby. I mean, that's his current baby, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, Invictus is Harry's passion project. And I've watched him take this from a very small event in London. I remember he said to me once that he was nervous that anyone would show interest or show up when they were sort of almost trialing it in London. Then, of course, we had Florida and Toronto and now in Sydney. And I would say every time it's gotten bigger and bigger. I was down at the hotel where a lot of the competitors traveling into today. And just the level of excitement for this event is so, so high at the moment. And they all have such kind words to say about Harry, who's really devoted so much of his adult life now to veterans and wounded servicemen and women. He's done so much just for the image of invisible injuries within the military, not just sort of physical. We never had anything like this on this scale before. And now we have a huge Paralympic event for wounded servicemen and women taking place in, you know, one of the most famous capitals in the world. It's quite impressive.
Omid, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Omid Scobie is a journalist and a royal commentator, as well as the host of the podcast On Air, which is spelt H-E-I-R, if you want to look it up. And you can watch the Invictus Games on the ABC. Tune in from the 21st of October, or, of course, you can catch up on iView.